against their weak and helpless boat. The disciples feared and wondered just how long they'd stay afloat. Just when it appeared that this was where it all would end, they saw their blessed Savior as he came to rescue them. That's when he comes walking on the water in the midst of dark and stormy seas. Do not fear, just call out to the Father. That's when he comes walking on the water. My skies are clear and blue. I sail with calm assurance that his promises are true. But when the tide begins to rise, the winds begin to blow, I see him reaching for me and I step out of my boat. That's when he comes walking on the water in the midst of dark and stormy seas. Do not fear, just call out to the Father. That's when he comes walking on the water. That's when he comes walking on the water in the midst of dark and stormy. Just call out to the Father. That's when he comes walking on the water. Oh, that's when he comes walking on the water in the midst of dark and stormy seas. Do not fear, just call out to the Father.
Amen. Then God can get through and move in this place this week. And so let's let the Lord work and move and have his way. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 21, and the book of Matthew, chapter 21. And we're going to read 11 verses here, if the Lord will help us. Matthew, chapter 21. We'll begin reading in verse number 1. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 21, and verse number 1. The Bible says, "And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem, and were come to Bethphage, unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, Go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find an ass tied, and a colt with her. Loose them, and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught unto you, ye shall say, The Lord hath need of them. And straightway he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughter of Zion, Behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek, and sitting upon an ass, a colt, the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon." You know, if some folks were to put their clothes over an animal and invite the king, there wouldn't be very many clothes on that animal today. Praise God. It seems like folks are wearing less and less, and we ought to be wearing more and more. Praise God. Are we in a holiness church this morning? Praise God. Just seemed like that when they put their clothes there on that donkey, amen, for him to set there on, amen, it was an honorable thing. Verse number 8, and very great multitudes spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches from the trees and strawed them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. When he was coming to Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? Who is this? And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. Praise God. There in verse 9, you'll see where the people that went before and those that followed up behind cried out, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, Hosanna in the highest. Praise God. I'd like to preach for a little while on the highest praise. The highest praise. Amen. Praise God. Let's lift our hands once more and ask the Holy Ghost to come in this place and touch our hearts, anoint the preacher, and help the congregation. Father, we thank you in advance for what you're about to do through the preaching of your word. Lord, we thank you for all that's been done in this conference. And we pray, Lord, as we enter into revival, let us do it with the spirit of praise and worship. Let us be anointed with power from on high. God, anoint the hearer this morning, we pray, and the preacher, and we'll give you praise. In Jesus' name, let everyone say amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Praise God. The highest praise. The highest praise. It was here that the prophecy of old was being fulfilled. The prophet Zechariah, years before, had prophesied in chapter 9 and verse 9, saying, Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just, having salvation, lowly, and riding upon a donkey. Praise God. Well, next Sunday, as I recall, will be Resurrection Sunday. Amen. Jesus, amen, will be coming from that grave as we celebrate that Resurrection Sunday year after year. It never gets old. Amen. Talking about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But today, if you'll allow me, I believe today is Palm Sunday. It's the day where that Jesus Christ entered in that city called Jerusalem. The children were there. Notice them as they are crying out and shouting with exuberance. I watched the young folks praying around the altars here last night, and it touches my heart to see little kids praying, amen, and under the influence of the Holy Ghost, amen, and watching God touch their life. Praise God. And their parents were there. See the multitude. Can you hear the crowd as they are cheering this one that is coming down the way? The people are crowding around him. Hey, how would it be if Jesus came to your town? What kind of celebration would you start? Amen. How would it be if Jesus were to come down your street? Well, I believe that we ought to welcome Jesus. If he were to open those middle doors and come down that aisle, we ought to welcome him. Amen. With worship and praise and shouting and dancing. Amen. And glory. Hallelujahs. Amen. From our heart with a joy and an exuberance and a happiness. Amen. That comes from the power of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Amen. Can you rejoice on a Sunday morning? Morning. Are you too tired from conference? Praise God. Well, I'm thankful to know this morning that when he comes in, the highest praise can be offered to him, and we can receive him into our midst. The first thing I see is that the people are alert. They are attentive. They are prepared. They are ready for action. Here in our text, they are willing. Notice how they've already gone to get the donkey. They've already gone to the place. See how they're obeying the Lord Jesus Christ as he makes his entrance into their place. They were ready. The garments of praise were laid in the way. Watch them now as they're waving the palm branches, as they're worshiping him. Pardon me just a moment here today. Amen. But as they're waving the palm branches, amen, they look a little funny, I would say. Amen. As they're standing in the way and Jesus is coming along and folks are waving the palm branches. Amen. They're out of the normal way and mode of activity. I don't know, Brother Marlon, if on Sunday morning in the temple that they wave palm branches. I don't know if the Wednesday night church service they wave palm branches. I don't know if during the sacrifice of the morning or the evening that the priest waved palm branches. I can't read it in the scripture, but I can tell you when that Jesus was coming down that road, amen, he was on that donkey, the people took palm branches and they begin to wave and they begin to worship and they begin to give him praise and glory. Amen. Well, today we don't have much for palm branches, but I've got two palms that I can lift up. I said I've got two holy hands that I can lift up today in the house of God without wrath and doubting, and offer to the Lord Jesus Christ the highest praise. Amen. Hosanna in the highest. He's worthy of our praise. I see that the people are alert. They are attentive. They are ready for action. Amen. Here they are. I don't believe that they had to pull the fire alarm to get their attention. Amen, somebody. They didn't have to get to the place where that they set up flashing lights. Amen. And cause the little smoke machines to turn on so that they could feel the presence of God at that time. Jesus was all that they needed. Jesus was all that they had. Amen. Wasn't very pretty to be sitting on a donkey, amen, covered by some garments of the peasants and the people that were in the way. It was the common folks that was celebrating Jesus' entry into Jerusalem. The Romans weren't celebrating, amen, the Pharisees weren't celebrating. It was the common hard-working folks that was paying tithe. Are you going to help me preach here this morning? That was living for Jesus and living for God. They were there to worship him. Nobody had to set their watch, amen, and check the clock, find out when to start and when to stop. Amen. They were just consumed with worshiping and giving him the highest praise. Woo, praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I feel the spirit of praise come in here this morning. I said I can feel it come in earlier when we were singing about joy unspeakable and full of glory. Praise God. Do you know it takes more wrinkles, it takes more muscles, I guess, in your face to frown and all them wrinkles to show than it does for you to smile. It's a proven fact, scientific fact, that you have to exercise more muscles in your face to frown, amen, than you do to somebody. Smile at me this morning. If you're saved and you know it, then your face is going to show it. Praise God. I'm thankful to know this morning these folks that were watching Jesus come down the path, amen, they were excited about his presence in their midst. Well, the Bible said that all the city was moved. We've just had a Shake the City conference. Amen. I'd like for the city to get moved because of what's happening at Paul Creek. I'd like for the city of Charlotte to begin to recognize and realize that something is taking place in Charlotte. Is it because they brought in a preacher from Iowa? I don't think so. Amen. But something has changed in the atmosphere. The people there now are alert. And then I find, secondly, that their passion is alive. Amen. Their passion is alive. Amen. They're moving. They're busy working. Praise God. All the work that's been done
this week. Amen. All the time that's been put in, all the investment that's been made for this conference. Praise God. I believe there's some passion at Paul Creek that's still alive. I said, we're not a dead church. We're not serving a dead God. Amen. But there's some folks at Paul Creek that are still alive. On a Sunday morning, the people were alert and their passion was alive. The crowd was lively. They were moving. Notice how the scripture says they were going forward with him. They were going forward with him into Jerusalem. Amen. They were moving toward this place. Well, amen, not much has changed today, because we as the church are moving forward into the city called New Jerusalem. Praise God. Amen. I can't take you this morning to the city of David. Too far to go. Can't afford the plane ticket. Praise God. Amen. I'd put you on a plane and we'd celebrate royal and proper this morning if we could. But I'm here to tell you there is a city. I wish you'd help me preach this morning. There is a city called New Jerusalem that this church will enter into someday, and there is a king. I said there is a king. Amen. I believe our passion ought to be alive when we think about the city called New Jerusalem and giving God the highest praise. Praise God. When we get to New Jerusalem, when we get to that city, amen, we're going to see his face. I never saw him, Brother Chambers, when he walked this earth. I never saw him as a man, that God man, 100% God, 100% man. Amen. But Peter and John and James, they walked with him. They talked with him. Amen. They ate with him. They were there. Amen. I'm here to tell you this morning, they were excited. The people there were alert and their passion was alive. But then I find thirdly that their praise was allowed. Amen. It was not a quiet thing. Are you going to help me preach? It was not a silent thing, but it was out loud. It was aloud. Praise God. They were shouting. They were crying. They were rejoicing. And they are loud. You ever notice Pentecostal preachers are loud? I visited a Methodist church one time. Liked it. It was good. The choir was good. The organ was good. Amen. The preaching was pretty good, but it was quiet. It was quiet. Read over there in Acts chapter, believe it is chapter 2, the Bible says, and Peter lifting up his voice. Loud preaching is Pentecostal. It's scriptural. It's scriptural. Now, amen, they were loud and their praise was loud. Well, but I thought that the pastor and the preacher is the only one that should get loud in a service. And we know that, and we understand that. And probably, amen, honestly, in our hearts, amen, in our heart of hearts, we believe that, amen, but we fail so often to act upon what we believe. I said it before, I'll say it again probably two or three more times. Before revival's over, we wait for the pastor to preach it high enough. We wait for the song leader to sing it, amen, loud enough before we'll move and give God praise. A brother said it this morning, our praise should not be dependent upon our situation. Our praise should not be dependent on what we're going through and how we're feeling. Our praise should be dependent on one thing and one thing alone, and that is he is worthy. I said he is worthy of the highest praise. Amen. Because when the praises go up, the glory comes down. I said when the praises go up, the glory comes down. I'd like for the Lord to let the glory, amen, of the glory of God, amen, to fall in this place this week in revival. How about you? Woo! Praise God. I believe that praise is vertical. I believe praise is vertical. Amen. It goes up. And the Bible says that he inhabits the praises of his people. Our praises go up. Amen. And he comes down. Amen. Isn't that the way it was? Amen. Jesus came down. Down from the lofty heights of heaven. Down from the throne. Down to the place of earthly humanity. Amen. Wonderful divinity. Taken on the form of a man. And there he is. Amen. And the people begin to praise and worship Jehovah. Jehovah God for sending Jesus Christ, his son. And amen, I know the Jews have rejected him, but Jesus is still Lord this morning. And I'd like for the church, amen, to give him the highest praise. Somebody shout hallelujah. I believe that praise is vertical, but I also believe that praise is vocal. You're never going to get God to move in your services if you sit there quiet and still with your hands folded. Oh, Lord, we praise you. Oh, Lord, we worship you. Oh, Lord, we magnify. And that's about the extent of our praise today in the Pentecostal church. I know what I'm preaching this morning. I've seen it. Amen. I don't want to be guilty of giving him my lowest and my least. Amen. But I'd like to take it to the highest. I'd like to lift it and elevate it. Amen. Pick it up a little higher from where it's been. Praise God. Amen. And give him the praise he deserves. Glory to God. Praise is vertical. When it goes up, he comes down. And praise is vocal. It's got to be out loud. That word aloud means audible, notable, noticeable. Praise God. You ever notice sometime, pastor, and forgive me, I'm used to pastoring. I'm not much of an evangelist. Amen. I'm learning how to pastor some fine folks out there in Iowa. Amen. But aloud means noisy. Praise God. And I read where David said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Praise God. I thank God for loud church services. My goodness, it was loud here last night, wasn't it? I said, can I get a witness here? Amen. Some of you older folks, I saw you sitting back. Brother Danny, because it was loud, wasn't it? Amen. Sister Judy, it was loud in here. Amen. It was a good youth conference, but it was loud. But I can tell you, we can't discount the praise simply because it was loud. Amen. Or because it was noisy. Because that's scriptural. Amen. I said it's scriptural. I want to tell you here, amen, this morning, my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray. And cry aloud, and the scripture said, he shall hear my voice. Woo! Does God ever hear your voice? There are some folks that complain and get frustrated because they never hear the voice of God. Does God ever hear your voice? Does your praise ever go beyond a whisper? Amen. I know we got to whisper a prayer in the morning and whisper a prayer at noon, whisper a prayer in the evening so we can keep our hearts in tune. Praise God. But I'm here to tell you, I feel like praising him. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noontime. Praise him all night long until somebody gets filled with the Holy Ghost, until a young man breaks through and glory from a higher world comes down because the saints are praising and worshiping God. I'm going to sing out loud. I'm going to shout out loud. I'm going to make a joyful noise unto God. Praise God, praise God. David said in Psalm 59 and 16, I will sing of thy power. I will sing aloud of thy mercy and grace. Praise God. Psalm 132:16, I will also clothe her priest with salvation and her saints. Her saints. Amen. We got any saints in here this morning? Slip up a hand. Are you a saint of God or aren't you? Are you saved or aren't you? Praise God. The saints shall shout aloud for joy. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their bed. Praise God. In the morning, in the noon, and in the night, in the midnight hour, Isaiah said they shall lift up their voice and the majesty of the Lord, they shall cry aloud. Woo! I believe every Pentecostal ought to get loud and praise God once in a while. Otherwise, we're Pentecostal only in name. Well, they shall lift up their voice. They shall sing for joy. They shall cry aloud and be free. Well, they shall glorify the name of the Lord. They're the blood-bought, the church, the redeemed. Praise God. Amen. If you're blood bought, if you're baptized, if you've been saved, if you've been sanctified, you've got a right. I said you've got a right. And furthermore, you've got a responsibility. Amen. To give God praise and worship. He is worthy of our highest praise. Praise God. Somebody lift up a hand and cry out to God. Give him a shout of praise. My. Woo! Praise God, praise God. I wish there were some kids in here that would stand up and say, I'm willing to give God praise. I'm talking about some 7, some 8, some 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old people, amen, that would give God praise. There's a few in here, praise God. Amen, I believe that God gets glory when the children praise and worship Him. He said, if we're going to come into the kingdom, we've got to come as a little child. Don't you believe for a minute Jesus didn't enjoy those children going crazy when he came down that path? The disciples said, tell him to be quiet. Amen. Tell him to act a little more like church folks. Praise God. Amen. And what they do, Jesus said, amen, if I tell them to be quiet, the stones are going to shout and give me praise. He's still worthy of the highest praise. Highest praise. Luke chapter 12 and verse 29. You may be seated. Luke chapter 19 records the same story here. Luke's gospel records. Verse 35, they brought the colt to Jesus and cast their garments upon it, and they set Jesus thereon. The Bible said in verse 37 that when he was come nigh near the Mount of Olives, Luke 19 is where I'm at, verse 37, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice. Praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen. Now, Brother Dylan, I'd like this week to give God praise for what he's done at Youth Conference. Amen. I'd like to take some time. Amen. We don't have to be shouting and running the aisles, but we ought to thank God for what he's done around these altars over the last two nights. Our brother talked this morning about the repentance that took place and the works of grace and mercy and restoration that God did around these altars. Amen. And the way that his spirit moved last night, we ought to give God praise for that. I said we ought to give the Lord the glory due his name. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying you and I ought to pay the bill. I said we ought to pay the bill. Amen. It's the glory that's due his name. Praise God. But oftentimes our praise is pathetic. Amen. I said our praise is pathetic. Amen. We don't have enough power sometime in the Pentecostal church to blow the fuzz off a peach. Amen. But I believe this morning that in a church in North Carolina, somewhere in Charlotte, there's a group of people that are willing to give God their best praise and their best worship and take it up a little higher than they ever have before. Praise God. But the problem was there's always a few Pharisees in the crowd, people who don't want to worship. Sister Chambers, amen, you've been around long enough, you've seen folks, no matter how high you sing it, no matter how hard you preach, no matter how much you beg, pastor, they don't want to worship. They have trouble praising God. Amen. And it seems like the Pharisees began to be upset simply because they weren't getting paid much attention to. I'm going to slow down. Talk to you for a minute. Amen. When we become the center of attention and we are not humbled in his presence, we won't want to give him praise. Amen. Because we've got our own show going. Praise God. We've got our own thing working and moving. I believe that when Jesus becomes the center of attention, it's always the proud people that don't want to worship him. I said, I'm going to say that again. When Jesus becomes the center of attention, amen, when Jesus is at the center Amen. It's the proud people that have difficulty and have trouble wanting to worship him and give him the glory that's due. You tightened up on me right there. Amen. But I'd like to shout it this morning and give the highest praise. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Doesn't matter what everybody else is doing. Doesn't matter what we're feeling. Amen. He's worthy of the highest praise. We ought to lift up our voices and sing. I believe we've got a reason, Brother Derek. We've got a reason. Are you saved this morning? Shout amen. That's reason enough to give God praise. Amen. Rejoice with a loud voice. In our text, as we looked at this group of people that was coming in, the Bible said in verse 9, Matthew chapter 21 and verse 9 said, they that went before and they that followed after. I believe, Sister Phoebe, there was some that was in the crowd that day. They were leaders, natural leaders, spiritual leaders. Amen. People that loved Jesus enough to be out in front and lead the praise and lead the way. But there was some that were probably a little more shy. Amen. A little more quiet. And they were the followers. And here they were in the text. The Bible says the multitudes that went before and those that followed behind. Amen. There was leaders and there was followers. Amen. But they all were worshipers. Praise God. All were worshipers. Don't think just because you can't get up behind the pulpit and grab a microphone and sing or preach the gospel that you can't give God worship and praise. Amen. He's satisfied with worship and praise that comes from a heart of an old saint of God that's been faithful for years sitting on the pew. Amen. God's satisfied with the praise that comes from the heart and mouth of a little child. Let me remind you, he said, out of the mouth of babes I've perfected praise. Praise God. I've been in services where babies were squalling and crying and carrying on. You know, I'm learning as a pastor to put up with that as I preach. Take them to the cry room, you know. Amen. These babies are carrying. But I've been in services where the Spirit of God would move so strong, Sister Angel, and babies would cry out. You looking at me funny this morning. Amen. Jesus said in his word, out of the mouth of babes, I've perfected praise. Praise God. He has perfected praise. Amen. If we won't worship him, the rocks will. If we won't worship him, the charismatics are going to do something. Praise God. If we'll sit still and keep quiet and won't move during revival, somewhere, somebody else, somewhere in a third world country is going to whisper a song. Amen. Because they're not allowed. Maybe in China or Russia, they've got to lip sync a song because they can't make noise in that hidden place of prayer, in that hidden church service. But somewhere, somebody is going to give him praise. And I want to be included in the highest praise. How about you? I'm hurrying here this morning. Praise God. I see that the people are alert. Their passion is alive. And then I see that their praise is aloud. The highest praise. The highest praise. The highest praise. Would you lift your hand right now and ask the Lord to help you? Give him the highest praise. Oh, during this revival, Lord, let us not be guilty of giving our least and our last, Lord, but help us to give you our best and the highest in this revival, Lord. Oh, God, help us to worship you in spirit. In spirit and in truth. Praise God. Sister Mindy, get ready to come to the piano. They were crying out saying, Hosanna. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. He said, if two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. There's a few more here this morning than was here at the winter camp meeting in November when I was here. Amen. God's working. God's moving. Amen. The Bible said in our text that the whole city, Brother Dylan, was moved toward him at that time. I believe that there are people coming from every corner of the city of Charlotte. They're going to come to you as you obey God and knock on doors. And I feel the Holy Ghost this morning. Amen. And follow the Great Commission. They're going to seek out this church. They're going to find out what's going on here. here. God will grow this church. I feel the Holy Ghost this morning. God will move in this church when folks begin to worship and praise and not be ashamed of his name. Amen. In the midst of this town and this city, there will be a church full of the praise and the glory of Almighty God. Praise God. I believe this morning that there's a few words that we use to give praise. We've talked about Hosanna. In heaven today, the angels are crying another word. Holy, holy, holy. Maybe you're not a Hosanna type person. Maybe you struggle grabbing a palm branch and coming down to the front and just giving God a wave offering. Maybe you just go into a panic and your blood pressure goes up when Pastor Chambers said, let's lift our hands and give God a wave offering. Amen. It makes you uncomfortable. It makes you feel like you're out of your comfort zone. Amen. It's not normal for you. But this morning there is a word that you can use. If you can't say Hosanna, then cry holy. Holy, holy. Holy is the Lord, God Almighty, which was and is to come. I believe this morning he's worthy of our praise. I'm about finished here. We're going to have an altar service. Amen. There's a third word that we use. I've watched the saints of God use this for many years. Amen. In every nation across the globe, there are folks that cry this word. Amen. It's universal in every language. It means praise the Lord. Amen. That last part, J-A-H, amen, is reference to the name of God, Jehovah God. Amen. That word is hallelujah. Praise God. If you can't shout Hosanna and you can't say holy, you can surely say hallelujah this morning. I'm talking to you about the highest praise. Now there's 88 keys on the keyboard, and I'm told that you can go up to C of the eighth octave, and that's the highest you can go on a keyboard this morning. But I believe we can ascend into the heavenly places and be seated with Christ Jesus as we're humble. But as we give him praise, he said, I dwell in the high and holy place with that one that is of a humble and a contrite heart. Amen. God wants your praise this morning. He wants your praise. He wants your praise. I want some folks to step out. Step out of that pew. Begin to walk across this front. If you need to grab a palm branch and wave it. If you need to shout hallelujah. If you need to shout Hosanna. I want you to do it this morning. I want you to give God praise. I want you to worship him. Amen. Take it up a little higher than you usually do. And give him the glory. Let's do his name. Praise God.
Bless that wonderful name of Jesus.
Oh, yes.
I'll bless that wonderful name of
Hosanna
Jesus.
In the highest.
No other name.
Hosanna in the highest.
Oh, it's
praise
Jesus.
God. He's worthy
Jesus.
Of our praise.
Oh, it's
oh yes, Lord.
Jesus in the morning.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Jesus. Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I've come
no
to praise you. I've come to worship you. I've come to wave my hands and lift my palms up toward heaven and worship and praise your name.
Jesus. Oh, bless that wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. Oh, praise him. Praise him.
I've got to praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noontime. It's almost noon, church. It's almost noon. Have you done your noontime praise yet? Have you done your noontime worship yet? Have you given him a blessing? Have you worshiped his name? Have you done your noontime sacrifice of worship and praise yet? Have you given him the glory? Do his name.
Praising him. I said I feel like praising him.
I feel like praising him.
Praise him in the morning. Praise him all day long. I feel like praising him.
redemption story of how he brought me from the other side. When I reach Kansas City, the gates swing open wide. I'm gonna sing redemption story of how he brought me from the other side.
Saved by the wonderful, wonderful grace of God.